ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. In this series of the programs of The Key, we are here to answer some of the questions regarding the occultation of the 12th Imam, Imam al-Asr wa huna fida. And of course, the importance of this Imam, the importance of believing in this Imam, and the benefits of the existence of this Imam of the age. Today we are going to shed light on some important points about the benefits of this Imam, particularly in his occultation. You know that there is no doubt that the people benefit from the existence of the Imam of the time. And this actually receipt of benefits takes different forms. First, for example, as the existence of the Imam of the time, who is total manifestation of the perfect man, Insan al-Kamil, that we say, is the philosophy of life. And if there were no such a human being, life is as good as a, let's say, lifeless body and actually a red scorching actually dessert. So in the other words, the earth devoid of the hujjah or the proof is futile and useless. Therefore, his sacred existence is the ultimate cause of the, let's say, perpetuity of life. On this basis, all human beings, both the faithful and the faithless, owe their lives to his blessed presence, because he is the reason or the proof or the hujjatullah ta'ala ala al-ard. And the second point is that it can be understood from in some of the traditions that the Imam of the age may we be ransomed for him. These actually are Imam of the age are sometimes present among people, albeit no one recognize him, as stated in some of the riwayat. And one of the occasions in which the Imam has an actually incognito presence in the Hajj, writes, it was mentioned in some of the hadith that sometimes the Imam is present, but the people cannot recognize him at that moment. For example, among the faithful and his sincere followers, there are those who earn the merit to see and meet this Imam as a result of their self, let's say, refrainment and inward purification. Although they might not be aware of this reality during that moment, and in this way they would be able to spiritually benefit from the Imam, and through them the society would be able to benefit from the actually fountain of the divine favor. So that's why we can mention also this point, that the knowledge of the fact that the Imam actually is a witness to the actions of individuals, and that he might reappear anytime, is an effective factor in hindering one to commit a sin and observe the divine laws. These are some of the important benefits that that are mentioned in our riwayat as well, that when Imam is in hidden, but our deeds are reported to this Imam and he observes our deeds, either good deeds or bad deeds, and of course then the people would be more hopeful, they will not be hopeless, and they will be more careful and cautious about whatever they do in their lives, and to observe the actually Islamic rulings in their lives and to apply them in their lives. This Imam is the main cause and the reason for being faithful in this time that Imam is in his occultation. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.